and your sheep shivasim yom tiyayimo, 7 days it shall be with its mother. Bayom hashmini, on the 8th day titnoi li. And what does it mean? Kain tase pasuk of tesin Rashi shivasim. So Rashi over here doesn't even tell you what it means. Kain tase. It says over here is, it says b'chor bonecha titen li, and the next pasuk says, not only shall you give your firstborn child to me, you shall give your firstborn animals to me. Okay, there's a din of giving the b'char of the firstborn. You have to redeem it with the 5 coins. And then there's a din that you have to take every firstborn animal and you give it as a korban, a b'char. A b'char goes to the kohen. You give the animal to the kohen and you give as a korban. The firstborn of all of your animals have to be given to the kohen as a din of b'char, and the kohen brings it as a korban. Now, Rashi over here does not even explain any of those halachas. I guess he assumed we know everything already. But the next part of the pasuk, where it says in the pasuk shavas yamim tiyia imimo, this is a new halach for the first time, that an animal cannot be offered as a sacrifice until it's at least 8 days old. Okay, when it comes to chulin, if you want to take an animal and slaughter it and eat it before it's 8 days old, there's nothing wrong. There's no harm done. You can take an animal, a baby animal, and you can slaughter it, and you can eat it immediately. Likewise, you can, even if you slaughter the mother, and inside the mother you find the child, the ben pakua, you're also allowed to eat it immediately. Okay? A baby that's found inside the mother after the mother is slaughtered is called a ben pakua. Why is it called pakua? I think it means because it's cut open. What does the word pakua mean? It means like the burst.
Slaughter it. No, it's not slaughter it.
Pakua means the baby, the mother was slaughtered. If the mother was slaughtered properly,
kosher, the baby is like also slaughtered.
Correct, right. So that baby.
So you can leave it, eat it alive.
Right. Technically speaking. It's not, I think, midrabbanan, you're not allowed to the marasayan. Yeah. But technically speaking, you can eat it alive. Okay, but that's not how this goes. Over here, we're talking over here, but that's when it comes to chulin. But when it comes to carbon, you're not allowed to offer an animal as a sacrifice unless the animal is at least 8 days old. Bris milah. Okay, 8 days old. So Rashi over here says, Shavas yamim yiriya im imo, zo ashara l'koyen, shembo l'maher es karbonoi, lo yimaher koydem shemoyno, lefi shu mechus azman. Now, according to Rashi, Rashi over here is saying, this is a warning to the Kohen, if he wants to quickly lemaher es karbonoi, what do you mean his karbon? What about a regular Yisrael? Why over here is this pasuk being said only to a Kohen? This pasuk applies to every single person who brings a karbon. I'm not sure what he means over here. See, over here, we're continuing over here with the Bechor. The Bechor is given to the Kohen as a karbon, and the Kohen has to offer it on the Mizbeach. And we're telling him over here, not so fast, Kohen, slow down. The Yisrael has given you a gift, given you a firstborn, and now you, the Kohen, wish to offer the gift that you have received as a carbon, as is the halacha. The Kohen is required to take the firstborn that he received as a gift and offer it as a carbon. The Torah says to the Kohen, not so fast, don't jump the gun. Wait until the baby, the animal is 8 days old. So, now the truth is, this warning is not only to the Kohen. This warning really applies to every person who brings the carbon. The animal has to be 8 days old. So I don't know why, but maybe we'll see soon. But over here, the pasuk is coming to warn the Kohen that when the Yisrael gives you an animal, and you can offer the animal on the Bechor, and you can offer the Mizbech, make sure it's 8 days old. So the Kohen shembo lamar es karbono lo yimal kodem shmoina lefi yishuhu mechuser zman. Bayema shmini titna li yachol yehe. It says you shall offer it on the 8th day. So maybe that means that bris milah, milah bizman. You have to do the meal on the 8th day. Maybe that means that when the kohen gets the bechor, he must slaughter the bechor on the 8th day. He's not allowed to delay to day 9, 10, 11 later. Ne'emar kan shemini, ve'ne'emar lahalon. It says in Vayikra, that's what we laid on Yom Tov. On the 8th day and going forward, the animal is acceptable. Ma shmini ha'amul lahalon lehachshir mishmini ulahalon. Just like there it says umiyoyim hashmini yeirotze. The pasuk makes it very clear that when it comes to a regular korban, there's no halacha that the animal has to be exactly 8 days old. All it says in the pasuk is that from the 8th day going forward is the animal fit for a korban. So af shmini ha'amur l'kan, likewise here in this pasuk, when it says to the kohen who gets the bechor and is now permitted to offer the bechor on them as required, he does not have to bring it exactly on the 8th day. He can bring it whenever he wants. Af kan l'achshem mishmini l'halon v'chein mashmoy uviyoyim hashmini. And the way you have to understand the pasuk is that once the baby is 8 days old, then atar rishai litnoli. Then the time has begun when you are now allowed to bring the carbon. Okay, so what do we learn over here so far? Learn over here what appears to be a special, very difficult. What this means over here is, we know in general that a carbon, this is later on in Parashas Emor. It's in Parashas Emor. It's the laning of the first 2 days of Pesach and the laning of the first day of Sukkot. I think is that correct? I think on Pesach you lay the same thing twice, and on Sukkot you only lay on the first day, if I'm not mistaken. Shor oicheseh v'ezki v'leid v'yosh shivas simim tachas imo umiyoyim ha'ashmini v'holo yerotzeh. There we learn that every time a person brings a korban to Hashem, the animal has to be at least 8 days old. So what is this pasuk telling us? Rashi seems to say that we're dealing with a bechor, a person. A Yisrael has an animal, and the animal gives birth. The Yisrael has an obligation to give that animal to the Kohen. And the Kohen takes the animal, and he's required to offer it as a sacrifice on the Mizbeach. And he gets to eat most of the meat, but he has to bring it as a carbon called a carbon bechor. There's a whole Masech, the Masech the Bechores, deals with all of the intricate laws of a bechor. Yeah, so the Yisrael gives the animal, gives birth. So the Yisrael immediately goes to the Kohen. Kohen, here is the firstborn animal, it's yours. The Torah has required me to give the firstborn animal to the Kohen. Here it is, it's yours. The Kohen now has to proceed and offer the animal as a korban. The Kohen is probably going to be in a rush. I'm very busy. I have to go to a wedding next week. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to a convention. I'm going on business somewhere, and I'm going gechveis on vacation. So you know what? Let me get this over with right now. You're giving it to me. Let me go today to the Beis Hamikdash and bring it as a carbon. Along comes the Torah and Torah says, "Don't you dare! Just because you got it as a gift, and you're a kohen and it's a bechor, follow the rules. Follow the rules. The rules are, you have to wait until the animal is 8 days old. It appears that the kohen would have a tendency to rush." Chazal say koyhanim zerizim heim. Chazal say koyhanim have a hot temper. Are there any kohanim over here? Mayor is not a kohen.
Rabbi, but the previous said that the kid should be with the mother for 7 days, so you cannot even give it for the
kohen for 7 days. Oh, shivas imoy. Oh, so you say, maybe that's what it's saying. Maybe that's what it's saying. It's saying is don't even give it to the kohen. But the problem then is, but Rashi says this is a warning to the kohen. Right, it's a warning to the kohen. You're saying very good. If you can't even give it to the kohen, it has to be with its mother for 8 days. So how then did the kohen even get it? This is a warning to the kohen. I don't know. You're saying
unless he gets the mother.
No, that you don't do. You don't give the mother to the kohen. You don't give the mother to the kohen. You can't. That you can't do. I don't know. Let's see. We'll see something over here in the mafarshim. Let's see what the Targum says. Targum says, "Kain tazed l'soyroch, so shall you be to your ox, l'anach to your sheep, shiva yamim 7 days yehei im imei. It shall be with its mother. B'yoyma timi no'o on the 8th." You shall separate the animal to me. All right, so it seems pretty straightforward. Let's see on the bottom what it says over here. Abam tafri shinei tsarchiyin kavanasa shalachorach afrashahi b'shoshah makdishay. V'zeh b'shoshah... Okay, v'zeh b'shoshah noilat. Av la posik shalafadeinu midar al zman haroy lahakrova. Vulai Tirgim Kinshlo in the Farish Titin Li. What's going on over here? Okay, Tifleshe. He's asking, I think he's asking maybe your question. Tzorchi in a Kavanasa, Shalachora Hafrosha, he Beshosha Magdisha, the Hafrosha is when you Makdish it. The Zer Beshosha Noilat. So I think he's asking your question. He's really asking your question. Over here is it says over here on the day, on the eighth day Tidnoili, but you already gave it. It says it's going to be with its mother for 7 days, but it says already came tas of the shochel litzonecha. Okay, let me read further. I'm not sure. Avol a pasuk shulafanei medaber al zman haroy lahakrava ulai. Tirgim Kane Shlo in the Tifresh Tidim Lika Shachayab Livna Bashim Mashmini, El Kavona Samikra Shim Yamashim Bashem Litnoi, Vuhu Mifush Lizbech. Alan doesn't really seem to answer. Blaze, I don't know what to say. He gives me a very good question. Kane Tasa Lashachal Tsonecha, so shall you do give them a firstborn, but don't give it right away. Shavas Yimim Diye Imo Ubaye Mashmini, but then Rashi goes on to say, Zuas Holokain. Shebol Mares Karbonoi, Lo Yamar Koydem Shemaina. But it has to do with its mother. The mother is in the possession of the original owner. I don't know. Maybe the coin tells the owner, don't give it to me yet. When the person wants to give it to the coin, he said, the coin person says, don't give it to me yet. Is it 8 days? If it's not yet 8 days, it has to do with its mother, don't give it to me yet. Maybe that's what it means. I don't know. All right, let's go further. Pasik Lamed. The Anshei Kodesh Tihi, you shall be holy people to me. What does it mean to be holy to me? Uvasar Bas Sodet Trefa Loisa Chelu LaKelev Tashlichu Noisa. You shall be holy to me, and meat in the field that is Trefa, which means a sheep that has been killed in an act of violence. An act of violence has been a wolf. Taref Taraf Yosef. A wolf went, a lion ripped apart an animal. And now the shepherd goes and finds he has a dead animal. What does he do? Don't eat it. Ubasa basad, the meat basad that's been treifer with the parlos. Don't eat it. What do you do with it? You give it as a gift to the dog. Like kelev tashlichu nesoi, a gift to the dog. Why? So let's give you a Rashi. It's a long Rashi over here. The anshei kodeshin yuli im atem kidoishim upushim mishikutse unevelus utreifos. If you are holy people, and holiness is always described in terms of separation, and you distance yourself from mishikutse nevelos utreifos, from the disgusting carcasses and treifos, then harei atem shli, then you're my people. So Rashi is learning over here, the anshei kodesh, the way Rashi learns over here is that tonight, this is not the simple translation of the pasuk. The similar term that Rashi says is, it's a fact. You, the Jewish people, are by definition anshei kodesh. You are to me. Rashi says that's not the pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says it's a condition. If you will separate from the boss, you have to read the second part of the pasuk first. If you will separate from Trefa and not eat non-kosher things, then you will be for me a holy nation. Imatem kidoshim upurushim. It's even more. He takes the word kodesh means separation. Anshei kodesh. If you will separate yourself from what I'm going to tell you now in the moment, then tihiyun li, you will then be my people. I will take care of you. Im atem kidoshim upirushim mishikutsei, from the disgusting nevelus utreifos, then you will earn the reward. Hare atem shali, you will then become my people. Vimlam, if not, einam shli yinach inchem shli, you're not my people. Okay, that's the chiddush. Appreciate that point. Rashi is being very creative in how he translates the pasuk. It doesn't, I think the average, the simple understanding is, you shall be holy people to me. No. Is a condition. If. And number two, Kodesh here does not mean holy. Kodesh means separation. What shall you separate to make a condition? I'm making a condition with you. If you will separate from things that I do not want you to have contact with, which the Pasuk will enumerate in a moment, which is in this case shkotzim, which means a non-kosher meat, then the condition, my fulfillment will be tihi yun li. You will be my people. That's not the way. I don't think Archgold translates it like that. You have the Arch, how they translate the Pasuk? Can't be the way Archgold translates the Pasuk. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nihyeh bedvaroi. Rabbi Blazer, you're on mute. Rabbi Blazer, you're on mute.
People of holiness, should you be into me, and flesh is a fig that has been torn, you should not eat, you should throw it to the dogs.
You see, that's not what Rashi says. See, they have violated the rule that they wrote for themselves in the beginning of the book. I have here an Oshel Kamitim of the Torah edition. Here's the stone edition. I could never ever do anything in a mashu like this. This is unbelievable what they did here. Okay, let's jump to the page over here. In Kesef Talve Esami. All right, here it is.
Yeah?
Shlishi Zoveya Kesavis Ami. Here it is. Okay, the Anshe Koideshili Koideshli, Pasuk 30. It says, "Your people of holiness shall you be to me." Okay, now let's first learn the Targum. Okay, so exactly you have that. This is the regular stone edition, like when you have the Rashi. So this is the stone edition. The Anshei Kodesh and Yuli Vosos of Rashi Nachmol says, if atem kidoshim uprushim, if you will be holy and separate mishikutsein nevelus utrefos, then hare atem shali, you will then be mine. Vimlav inchem shali. Okay, let's go further. Ubose basad utrefo af babayis kein. Ah, now the next part of the Pasuk says, very interesting, it says that even in the bias, Ella, the Pasuk only says, don't eat kosher in the field. So does that imply that a person is allowed to eat non-kosher when he is in the bias? In other words, the only time you have to keep the laws of kashrus is when you go on a trip. But at home, do whatever you want. You could have chazer, whatever you want, because it says, Ubasar basadeh trefa, non-kosher meat only in the sadeh loisachel. That implies that behind closed doors in your home you can eat whatever you want. No, Sarashi says no way. Don't get excited here. Af babayis came. You're not allowed to eat non-kosher in the bayis. Ella shadiber hakosel b'chayve. The pasuk was written in the common case. Makom a place. Shaderech behemos litaref v'chein ki basadet motza'ah v'chein asher lo yetar mikrei laila. The other examples, okay, a woman that was raped. It says she was raped in the field. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to rape a woman in private in a bias. It doesn't mean it says v'chein asher lo yetar person is lo tar. A person had an emission of shikva zera at night. Does that mean to imply that this happened during the day? He's Tahar? Of course not. So why then does the Torah say at night? Why does the Torah say non-kosher is in the field? Why does it say that a woman was Nensa? It's in the field, in the Sadeh. So Rashi says, this is a very good Yesoid. Rashi says that when the Torah tells you something, the Torah is talking about the most common scenario, but it does never meant to be understood to tell you to be exact. Who are then other scenarios? We only give you an example. The uncle is tear game. Okay, now he goes to uncle is. Ubasar de tolish min cheva. Min cheva chaisa. Targum translates. And this means Eiver Menachai. You go to a living animal and you take a bite out of the living animal. That's what it means over here. Ubasar basode trefo loisachelu. Ubasar the tolish has been pulled off min cheva chaisa. A living animal. Basar shnilash alide trefa zev oyari minachaya. Kishay from a kosher animal. Or from a kosher behema, you're not allowed to eat this fat. Eiver min hachai. We're not discussing over here. There was according to Rashi, we are discussing an animal that's dead, and the issue over here is that it did not have shechita. According to the Targum, we are not the animal's alive. The problem is that this limb has been detached from a living animal, even though the animal is alive. It doesn't need shechita, it's alive, but it's an eiver min hachai. So there's a fundamental difference between Rashi and Targum as to what this pasuk is discussing. Is the prohibition here because the animal did not have a kosher shechita, or is it because the animal is eiver min hachai? Okay, then it goes further. What do you do with non-kosher meat? So it says he gives it to the dogs. Can I give it to a Gentile? Why not? So Raj says yes. Oh, so why then does the pasuk say give it to a dog? Why can't I go give it to a cat? Cats don't eat meat. Why can you go give it to a Gentile? Af a goy kikelef. A goy also. It's also like a dog. Oi. It's not only a real dog. What is it? Now it says not here, it says in Parashas Devarim, in Chumash Devarim somewhere, that if an animal, you have an animal that didn't have shechita, an animal that died on its own, so it says that you shall give it, sell it to a guy, sell it to a Gentile. So Madoch, you're allowed to sell a nevela to a goy. So certainly a treifa shemuteres b'chol hanois. No, because over here is the word treifa. What is a treifa? A treifa means really, technically speaking, it had a good shechita. It had a good shechita. The only problem is that is a defect. They did an examination. That's what goes on today. Today, almost every animal is a good shechita. The shechtim are very good. They mess up very rarely. So the animals, then what happens? They do an examination. And they inspect the lungs. And if they find on the lungs a defect, some type of adhesion, a sircha, which is an indication that there may be a hole in the lung, the animal is a treifa. But the animal had a good shechita. So what is the law? The law is you're not allowed to eat it, but there is no contamination. An animal that had a good shechita does not become tamei. There is no ritual contamination in an animal that had a good shechita. So, therefore, so what is the difference? So therefore, a treifa is better than a nevela. So the Rashi is mad when it comes to a nevela, which is tamei. You're allowed to give it to a guy. So certainly, when it comes to a treifa, which is better than a nevela, certainly you should be allowed to give it to a guy. Why then did the pasuk here say the word dog? Hashem does not deny reward to any creature.
That's why
Ketani it's a gift. You give the dog a gift because the dogs did not bark. To the Jewish people, a dog did not bark when we left Mitzrayim. So this pasuk over here is payday, is coming to give reward to the dog. But really, if you want, you can give it to you can sell it to a guy and give it to a guy kal v'chomer from the veil. So here we learn over here, middle of nowhere, we learn over here this incredible chiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not deny reward to a guy. All right, so we'll over here at Rashi, a lot of things. Before we see Unkelus and Lefarshim, let's just recap. We got over here. A lot of principles in this one pasuk. Number one, Rashi has a very novel way how we translate the pasuk. If you will be people of separation, if you will be people of separation, then you will be mine. Tihi yumi. The word kodesh here does not mean holy. The word kodesh means people who discipline themselves and separate, distance themselves from things that they're not supposed to do. If you will be people of separation, then tihi yumi, you're going to be my people. That's the first thing. Then he says, "Ubas abasad treifa." What does that mean? It's two perushim. First of all, he says, "Lav dafkan." First of all, we're dealing according to Rashi. We're dealing here with nevela. The animal is dead. It did not have a kosher shechita. And what does it say? Don't eat it. Don't eat it. And then he points out, "Lav dafka." He says the principle, "Lav dafka," in the sadeh, anywhere. And the reason why the Torah said sod is dibra Torah b'lash and chayvim, what's common. And then he points out that Unkelus disagrees with him, and he says that this part of the pasuk is dealing with aver min hachai. And then he winds down. What do you do with this? You give it to the dogs. What about give it to a guy? So he makes a kal v'chomer. It's a very important kal v'chomer. Madach, when it comes to a nevela, it's much worse, nevela, because it's tamei, yet the Torah says you can sell it to a guy. So when it comes to a treifa, because the word the pasuk here uses a treifa, which seems to mean that it has shechita, just that it's that there's a defect, certainly you can give it to a guy. So why then did it tell me here, give it to a dog, to teach you the principle that Kodesh Baruch Hu does not deny reward of any living creature? The Kelleb did not bark, it got rewarded so too. Everyone that does is what is supposed to, Hashem will grant reward. Alright, that's Rashi in a nutshell. Now, the fun begins. Let's read the Targum. The Targum says, the Anoshin Kadishin Tehoin Kodomoi. So what does that mean, Rav Kalm? It was a Rav Blazer. It means, what does it mean? It means over here that Rashi teaches the Anshei Kodesh, the Targum, fundamentally disagrees with Rashi, and he says, you shall be holy people. Okay, now over here in the commentator, let me see what he says over here in the commentator. Tirgum ki losh nakasa vi anoshim kidoishim. V'chein tirgum yonesim menuzil. The anshin the kutcha ki yesh hevdel gadol ben kodesh lekodesh lekadosh lekadosh gadol ben amilim chacham chachma v'zem farshim isa the kodesh yisa liilam ben kadosh kodesh gadol ben malos miusa kodesh v'chein kodesh rashi kodesh nashim shem hidush. Okay, all right, that's not what I want to focus on. But I do want to focus on over here is this. This is what I want to focus on. The art scroll, we just learned now, this is a very good example to illustrate this point. This goes to show, you gotta be very careful when you write a book. Okay, so we learn here very clearly. There's a machlekes, Rashi, and Unkelus how to translate the pasuk. Unkelus says, you shall be holy people. People who are holy people. And that's what I want from you. Rashi says, if you will be people who separate yourself from things that are not kosher, then you will be mine. Okay? Machlokes are two completely, the common, this, you know, this is extremely common. When you ask people to translate a pasuk, more often than not, they will translate the pasuk according to what it says in the Targum. Just by default. By default. There's a halacha of Shnaya Mikav Yechad Targum. There's no halacha of Shnaya Mikav Yechad Rashi. That's a bidyevet. Shnaya Mikav. Bereshis Bor Elokim. In the beginning, God created. Who says that? Targum. Rashi, that's not what it means. Bereshis means towards or shortly after the world began. The Torah begins when it was a massive of Torah goes into the next part, the whole complicated translation. Okay. And what is the art scroll? With all respect for the art scroll, people of holiness, shall you be to me? So the art scroll here, very, very clearly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is rejecting what it says in the Rashi and is translating the pasuk according to what it says in the Rashi. Correct? Can't deny that. So now we turn to the stone edition. Turn to the beginning of the stone edition. The preface. Okay. We go on over here. Acknowledgements. Oral Torah. No, we have to go back to the preface. Okay, translation. Okay, look what it says. I'm going to read you what it says in the stone edition. May you're listening. The new translation in this volume attempts, I guess that's their excuse, attempts to render the text as our sages understood it. Where there are differing interpretations, we follow Rashi. No, you don't. The father of commentators, because the study of Chumash has been synonymous with Chumash Rashi for 9 centuries. Okay? So they tell you over here that we follow Rashi. No, you don't follow Rashi. The Anshei Kodesh Tinuli, the article translates, you shall be people of holiness to me, is unkelus. It's not Rashi, because Rashi says, if you will be people who separate, Kodesh in this context, according to Rashi, means separation, then you will be mine. It does no mention of holiness and is a condition. See that? See, the only time the guy they did it was the first pasuk. The first pasuk of the Torah in the stone edition is Bereishis bara Elokim ha'shamayim ve'es ha'aretz. So here in the art scroll, stone, in the beginning of God's creating the heavens and the earth, when the earth was astonishingly empty with darkness upon the surface of the deep, and the divine presence hovered upon the surface of the waters, God said, let there be light. What a convoluted translation. You know why? Because that's what Rashi says. Rashi basically says, don't make a hefsek. Basically, according to Rashi, even though there's two psukim, there's three psukim. According to Rashi, it's a shocking thing what Rashi does. Rashi took three psukim and he made them into one. You know, Rashi doesn't do that. That's a very rare thing to do. During the beginning, towards the beginning of when Hashem made the Shemayim v'aretz, and the earth was in a state of tohu vohu and darkness when it was home, and the real came from them, Hashem said, there shall be light, and there was light. Rashi took three psukim, he made them into one, and we translate it like that. Because according to the Targum, look at the Targum. Bekadmin, Targum in the first part, in the beginning, as I taught you in kindergarten, in the beginning, Baro Hashem Yosh Shemai V'yos Ari. The first pasuk is to be taken alone in isolation. So here, okay, so here the article, the preface, they tell you, well, there are different opinions, we are going to translate it like Rashi. The new translation in this volume attempts to render the text as our sages understood it. Where there are different interpretations, we follow Rashi. Okay, very good. You did it one time. The first pasuk did like Rashi. And now, what about our pasuk here in Parashat Mishpatim? Basa basa v'anshei kodesh tinyun lin. All of a sudden, they never thought that we would be learning over here, and we would critique them. I got them. This is the mamish, the smoking gun. This is the sloppy. I got them. This is not the first time we got them. Got them many times. And this, what they did over here, is very disturbing, you should know. It's disturbing. It's not nice of me to say, because I'm really, really very ignorant. We all know that. We don't have to make believe that. It's like the honest truth. But they totally lost out on the Targum. They totally they missed the whole boat. Yeah. The whole translation. This is the whole boat of Targum. All right. There's a mile you show. Arshua has a mile that no one else has. If you contact them, which I never do because I'm just too lazy, They listen very carefully. They very much want to hear feedback and want to make corrections. They're known for that. They know, you go to another publisher, you send the correction to another publisher, it's a black hole. It's a black hole. They don't want to know. Leave me alone. Our school, they very much enjoy hearing feedback. And they correct. They make corrections. They make corrections. So this, I don't know, this, if I had koyach, I would go and I would send them some emails. See what they say. All right, so here we go over here. This we little over here. Let's go to the next part over here. Besar Talish. The next comment over here in the Targum over here is besar, it means Eiver Minachai. Basar Shnitlash. Minachai Min Behema Bechayecha. Bokasal Esa. Basar Minachai. Oh, it's not Eiver Minachai. This is Basar Minachai. There's Eiver Minachai, a limb, and there's Basar. Levi Nafkamina. In Eiver, a whole limb, person is chayv, even if the whole limb is less than the size of a kezayis. But if a person bites off a piece of meat and leaves over some of the limb, the whole leg is not removed. It's not removed. But a person removes a piece of flesh, then the piece of flesh needs to be the size of a kezayis. So this is a sugi. There are two sugi: the sugi of Eiver Minachai and the sugi of Basar Minachai. So Bakas Alas, the Basar Minachai, Kedash Rabbi Yochanan. But you shall be al titi tolish reichel min abehemu kedesh shato tolish makarkov yoichel avaharavam. Who's this? Haravam. I don't know who the Ravam is. Perish Unkelus Ramas leEiver Minachai. Oh, he says no. Unkelus referring to Eiver Minachai. Vikshar Bekvar his sugi tarter beEiver Minachai. So it seems over here in the commentator, over here, there's a debate when Unkelus is clearly disagreeing with Rashi. Rashi learns we're dealing with an avela, or a trefa, an animal that died. The animal's dead. And it's dead, either it didn't have shechita, or Rashi really says it did have shechita, it's just it's not kosher, because there's a defect in the animal. Targum clearly disagrees, the animal is alive. The problem is, what's the issue? So over here, there's a dispute among the commentators. Is the pasuk discussing an Eiver Menachai, or is it discussing Basar Menachai? Okay, these are two different sugyas in Shas. Basar Menachai and Eiver Menachai. And the nafkamina basically is, do you need to be a shear of a kezayis? If it's a whole Eiver, it's choshev. You don't need a kezayis. If it's Basar, you need to be a kezayis. All right, good. All right, that's it for today. We do one pasuk. Okay, one pasuk is not so bad. I say one thing. I've got to tell you this. When we learned about the dog, you're not allowed to be megadol in the bayis a kelav ra. This is very. I may have said this in the shir maybe. Did I say this? No, I didn't say this in the shir. And that and this. Why are you not allowed to raise in the bayis a kelav ra, a vicious dog? So the gemara pasuk is because you know it scares people. A woman passing by, maybe pregnant, she hears the dog bark, it can cause her to lose the baby. It's a dangerous thing, a kel of ra. So I saw one of the mefarshim says, you know why? Why do you have a kel of ra? You want to chase away the ganovim. You have a mezuzah. What do you need a dog for? You have on your house a mezuzah. By raising a kel, having a kel of ra, besuch beso, is a disgrace to the mezuzah. It goes to show that you don't have confidence that the mezuzah will provide you with shemira. Is that amazing to say that? That's an amazing thing to say.
Don't agree.
I'm not making this up.
Hello?
Yeah, you don't. What do you mean don't agree?
No, I'll tell you why I don't agree.
You gotta do a shtadlus.
Because the kelev ra, we're afraid for the other people who are walking outside.
That's the pashup shot. I said that. That's the pashup shot. The pashup shot is the kelev ra is because it'll bark, it'll cause women to lose their children, it'll cause terrible things, it'll get loose, it'll go do, it's a terrible sakana. That's the pashup shot. But when we spoke about the dogs, so there in the footnote of this safe, I don't know which safe it was, it says an incredible thing, he brings up one of the children, the reason why is not only because you're going to cause a woman, you know, whatever, it's a scary thing, dog. A vicious dog's terrible. When I pass by a place where the dogs come running, my heart flies out. Many times in my life did I have this, where I met up with a dog. Oh boy, my mamish, I could have had a heart attack. My heart flew out. That's the pashup shot. But there's another time, it's because a person is demonstrating that the mezuzah can't protect me. I need more protection. I need a dog. I need an alarm. I need armed guards. You don't have a moon that the mezuzah is going to protect you. That's a tremendous chiddush. Well, you just put down the whole security industry out of business. Come on. What does that mean? It means obviously for certain types of people, not for the common man, not for the faint of heart. All right. Thank you very much for coming along with me. Have a good night, Rabbi Zai Gesund. Zai Gesund.